Blog Talk Radio.
New direction.
direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Mighty Jesus. Mighty, mighty Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Mighty. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, my Lord, and a prophecy, hallelujah, from today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. We were in Romans 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Book of Romans, chapter 7, I believe is where we're in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just continue on chapter 6 now, on chapter 7, out of the book of Romans. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, the Lord's servant. Thank you very much. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just been, hallelujah, was watching. Hallelujah. I was informed. Again, I was watching the news last night about gas prices, which I warned people on Sunday, that will be going up. It is believed to be going up $3 more than what it is now. And so I'm warning people to prepare and get ready. Amen. If you can storage some gas or fill the tank of your car, do that. Because, hallelujah, I was listening to the news. Now, and Biden is shortening the gas. And by doing that, gas prices are going to go up even more than $3, okay? It is believed that it's going to go very, very high, okay? My brother and sister, food is going to go high, and everything else is going to go high because of this hike in gas that is coming. It's already in process. President Biden is already doing this. It's already, I was watching RT, they're talking about this, okay? It is coming, it is close. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to keep warning people that this stuff is coming and we need to be ready, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And in praying. Always prayer in regard to these things is very important, that we pray for us to have enough and be able to do what we need to do. Amen. It's very important. See, sister put up a prophecy today. I want to play the prophecy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let me play this prophecy. I'll be back after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Melissa with Midnight Hour Oil. I just wanted to first wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day. I hope and pray that you're having a blessed day with your families. I also just wanted to give glory to our Heavenly Father because He is truly the best Father that anyone could ever hope for. And if you don't know Him, I pray that you will come to know Him very soon. So what I wanted to come out and share with you, a couple dreams I've had that I feel like they are pointing to a potential crisis within the meat industry. All right, so I'm going to share these dreams, and I just encourage you to take these to the Lord in prayer. And all right, so the first dream I had, I was just standing there, and this older gentleman, like a farmer, he had a clipboard, and there was a piece of red meat on the clipboard, about the size of the clipboard, and he hands it to me, and he says, "You need to analyze why all the charts, the bars, the graphs are showing over top of the red meat. They're in the red. They're not above it, like in the black." And he's like, I needed to analyze why. So I talked to my husband about this. He has a background in accounting. He's a business analyst. And he was explaining that when a business is in the red, it means that more money is going out than what is coming in. And he said most businesses couldn't survive beyond a year in the red. So what I believe Holy Spirit is showing us with this dream is that many of these farms, like the ones that were forced to put their cattle down last year because of the COVID crisis, are in trouble economically and maybe are in danger of going under, which would lead to a meat shortage. And so I just wanted to encourage you to pray about that, whatever the Lord shows you to do concerning that. You may just, you know, want to scout out a local farm, a small farm, that could, you know, supply you with meat in the future. But yeah, that may become an issue. All right. Now the second dream I had was also related to meat, but it was more of a warning about what kind of meat is going to be offered. So in this dream, my husband and I were going to dinner at a restaurant, and at this restaurant, you had to go up to the window and tell the butcher what kind of meat you wanted, and then you would go in and eat. So I was at the window to order, and the butcher wanted to know what we wanted, and I was asking my husband, what kind of meat did we get last time? And I couldn't remember. I wasn't sure what kind we wanted to get. So the butcher starts making a suggestion, and he's talking about some type of a meat that I had never heard of. And I said, no, I said, I don't want that. I said, I've never heard of that. I don't want that. So I feel like the Lord is showing us with these two dreams, you know, that there is possibly a meat shortage coming. Like, real meat is not going to be available. So what we may see is some type of alternative being offered to us that who knows what it is, all right? So best thing to do, I would say, again, find a local farmer that, you know, could supply you with meat. I, a few weeks ago, went out to a local farm not far from our home, and they butcher all the animals right there. So I know where the meat is coming from. And so I would encourage you to maybe do the same. That is, if you eat meat. Some people may not eat meat. But if you do, you definitely want to know where it's coming from these days. After I had that first dream, I started getting all these emails, like two or three emails, where people were sending me videos of some of the meats they were buying in the supermarkets that were magnetic. So I don't know what's going on with the meat industry, but I think we've got to just be wise, okay, and just do your research locally, see if you can find a supplier locally, and maybe just stock up on some beans. I mean, that would be the alternative, you know, with the proteins and all that. But again, take this to the Lord in prayer, and just ask Him to show you what to do. For as long as we're here, we're just going to have to be vigilant, church, and stay in that secret, that quiet place, that secret place of the Lord's presence, you know, where His Word tells us that He hides us, that He protects us from the conspiracies of man, Psalm 31. And if ever we needed to be protected from the conspiracies of man, it's today. So as always, church, it is my prayer that we will all continue to keep our lamps burning bright while we wait for Jesus. I love you all. God bless you.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel. today is June the 22nd of 2021. I'd like to share another word the Lord has given me to encourage you. This word is entitled A Call into Heavenly Realms. If you're like me, you don't think about it every day, as you're busy with day-to-day routines, the things that need to be done, and the challenges that come our way. But the truth is that those who belong to the Lord are not subject to the natural realm, that the Lord has made a way for us to connect with Him in heavenly places, to draw our strength from Him, and even more than that, to find fulfillment and rest in the heavenly realm. When we are functioning in the earthly realm, in an earthly mindset, we can become overwhelmed with circumstances. But when we rise above the earthly realm, we take on a different perspective on life and on things going on. We have a fuller picture and more understanding. We aren't limited by our earthly mindsets. It is a place to draw strength and find true liberty from those things that pull us down. And the good news is that the Lord expects us to live in that place, to find our fulfillment in that place, not to be looking to the things of the earth and the earthly realm for joy and for victory. So I'd like to invite you to come along as I share this word, to be open-minded, to receive what the Lord has for His people, a place that He has prepared for us to dwell in, and that is in the heavenly realms. I'll begin by reading scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 47 through 49. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. This scripture clearly makes a distinction between our earthly nature and our heavenly nature, that we do have two natures, and yet when we're born again, we need to choose to walk in the heavenly nature as opposed to the earthly nature. John 16, verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. This scripture speaks of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord has given to us to teach us and to lead us into truth, and who will also tell us of things to come. He is our guide in this life. Romans 8, verses 9 through 10. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. This scripture, too, gives a clear distinction between living in the realm of the flesh compared to living in the realm of the Spirit. And it tells us that the realm of the Spirit supersedes the realm of the flesh, that we no longer walk in the realm of the flesh once we are born again of the Spirit of God. Ephesians 2, verses 6 through 7. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. This scripture speaks of our position in heavenly realms with Christ and tells us that God has raised us up to be seated in heavenly realms. I'll begin reading the word. I will entrust to you opportunity to be a light in a dark place, says the Lord. I will give to you a shield of faith and breastplate of righteousness to overcome the enemy. Weapons of warfare will be distributed to my elect, for I have entrusted to them everything they need to be victorious over sin, death, and hell. I have been triumphant over these, and as my people walk in the power that is theirs, they also shall be victorious. This is a day of triumph, a day when the dead in Christ shall be raised up into life. Great joy is coming to the house, to those who find their strength in me alone. Peace, patience, joy, all of these belong to those who find fulfillment in my presence, the Lord. Wait on me, and your desires shall be fulfilled. I will take you on into the deep things of my kingdom. You will come into greater understanding of my will and my ways, says the Lord. As you anchor into me, you will be refreshed, for I will pour out the power of my presence in your midst. In my presence, you will be changed, made new, brought into understanding. This is the place where you will enter into true liberty. For I shall take the shackles off and set at liberty those who have been bound up in traditions of men. I will manifest my presence in such a way that you will be convinced that there is no other place to go but to the life giver, the source of life. Men offer freedom, but attaining it is based on the power of the flesh. I offer life. When you have a revelation of this truth, you will be willing to forfeit the world's offer, to lay down your life and to enter life in my spirit, says the Lord. You will see that the spirit realm supersedes the natural, that it has power over the flesh, over the mind, will, and emotions, that it ushers one into the high places, into heavenly realms. This is the place of victory, where no weapon formed against you is able to prosper. I am calling my elect up into this place of rest, says the Lord. So this word is an invitation by the Lord to come up into heavenly places, into heavenly realms, to sup with him, to be with him, to see things from his perspective, to experience the power of his presence. And it's a decision that we need to make. We need to choose to enter this realm, to walk by the Spirit, to engage in things in the spirit realm. It's a place of rest. It's a place of strength. It's a place to receive life, true life, and liberty in Christ. I hope this word will encourage all of you listening to consider the word of the Lord regarding the spirit realm, that we are no longer of the earth. We have a new nature in Christ, a spiritual man who functions in a spiritual realm. And let's take advantage of that. Let's tap into all that the Lord has for us. Let us be awakened in our soul and connected into heavenly realms. Thank you for listening today. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you the next time. Bye for now.
Well, the Word of God tells you why. Tells you and I why he has not come yet. God is slow to anger, brothers and sisters. We have to recognize that. It don't mean he's not going to come. It don't mean that he's not going to send his son. He is slow to anger. He preferred to have mercy on the world, on us, They're destroying people quickly without giving them time to repent. He's giving people time to repent. But if people don't take it serious, they're going to be destroyed. A lot of people think, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. Look how long he's taking. He's not going to do it. They are misunderstanding God. His wrath is real. His judgment is real. How he now destroyed other generation before us thousands of years ago? He did. Did he give them time? Yes, he did also. Gave them enough time to repent. But when they did not took heed to his message, he ended up destroying it. Praise you, Lord. And God right now, Father God is very angry, brothers and sisters. I'm going to share with you what Jesus showed me this morning about Father God. Thank you, Lord. Today is a powerful message, a specific message. Praise you, Lord, here to the people of New York, people in the United States. Need to understand that they cannot keep playing around with God. God cannot be mocked, brothers and sisters. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And God is going to do things that it will not be pleasing to a lot of people very soon. That's what Father God showed me, which I'm going to share tonight, brothers and sisters. He showed this to me this morning. Jesus took me out in the spirit, praise you, Lord, and showed me these things. His mercy are great and wonderful, and he's been having a lot of mercy on us. But it don't mean this is going to go on, hallelujah, without any judgment. A lot of people are misunderstanding God, and it's a hard thing to fall into the hand of a living God. And that's what people are falling into, and they don't even notice. And his judgment will come. Praise you, Lord. I just want to go into the word before I share the word. And I have Brother Obadiah come and share what the Lord has been talking to him about. Praise you, Lord, and showing him. Brothers and sisters, we want to encourage you. We don't want you to walk under fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But you need to understand that God cannot be mocked like a lot of people are doing. They think that God is not going to do what he's been saying to his prophet. God is being merciful, long-suffering. And they are misunderstanding what God, Father God, is saying. And he will release his wrath on this earth. And it's going to happen soon, quickly than what a lot of people think. Praise the Lord. He's going to destroy this earth, brothers and sisters. He's going to. In his timing, though. In his timing. Not in our timing. A lot of people will prefer that this happened years ago. It don't work that way. His mercy needs to come first. Because as people will be crying in hell, they need to understand that God gave them many years of mercy. Okay? Like there are a lot of people crying in hell right now to God. Why are they there? And God gave them many years of a message to their life. He came to them in many different ways. And they did not listen and they ignored God. And now they find themselves in that place. So will millions of people very soon. This is why. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of life are at stake here. Lots of life are at stake. And God is being long-suffering. But this is not going to last forever. This is about to all be destroyed. It's about to all end soon. I don't have a day or a time, but as God is telling me, it's soon. As he's revealing it to me, it's soon. And I don't want to be a bad messenger. Or a messenger of bad news. I want to tell you what is about to come tonight. It's up to you to pray. It's up to you to repent. It's up to you to seek the Lord. Because when that destruction comes, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord, that's going to be it for a lot of lives. There will be many lives going to hell. In Jesus Christ, did not came to kill or destroy. That was the devil. He came that they may have life. And have it abundantly. He wants people to, if they die in Christ. Whether we live or die, says Paul. Hallelujah. We have the Lord. We want to go home with Jesus. That's what God wants. That's why he gave us his son to die on the cross. So we have the opportunity to repent and go to heaven. That's what God wants. That's what Jesus wants. That's what the Holy Spirit wants for us to go to hell. I'm sorry, to heaven, not hell. Now, end up in him, is what I meant to say. Praise you, Lord. So this is what they say. The scoffers are saying, where is the promise of his coming? So those scoffers are the ones saying this. We are looking forward to his coming. But the scoffers are saying, where is the promise of his coming? Mocking God. For since the Father fell asleep, all the things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. How many people do you hear saying that today? Oh, I've just been this way for so many years. I'm 80 years old, and I always seen this since I was little. I'm 70. I see this since I was little. You heard people saying this. So that gives young people the opportunity to mock God, to laugh at God, to laugh at the gospel of Jesus. And they think that this is the way things are going to be, when it's not so. It's not so. This will not be this way for too long. And a lot of people will see the judgment of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As Moses said to the Israelites, today you will see the salvation of the Lord before the Red Sea open. Today you will see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that we're going to see very soon the salvation of the Lord for his people as he takes the bride of Christ home. He took the children of Israel through the water, a miracle. He takes the bride home, a miracle, the rapture, the cut up in the air. All this stuff is about to happen soon, sooner than what a lot of people think. Praise the Lord. It's one of the things that Jesus was telling Brother Obato. He was telling me today on the phone. A lot of people don't realize how close, don't realize how close Jesus is to come for his bride. You're going to hear from Brother Obato when he was telling me on the phone. It's true. A lot of people don't realize. A lot of people are losing hope when they should not. The bride of Christ should not lose hope. Our hope is Christ. If you lose hope, you lose Christ. You cannot lose Christ. Cry out to him with all your heart. Cry out to him with all your heart. Tell your heart for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But don't lose hope. Don't lose Christ, because Christ is our hope. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hang on to the Lord. Verse 5, for of this they are willfully ignorant. That's exactly what's going on with the world right now. For they are willfully ignorant by the word of God, the heaven were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Thank you, Jesus. Whereby the world is in them was being overflowed where water perished. Thank you, Jesus. So in the times of Noah, God with water destroyed the earth. Who would have thought that a simple 40-day raining would have created a tsunami that will destroy the whole earth? Scientists are still scratching their head on this. They're still trying to understand, because there is a lot of proof that the earth was destroyed. But a 40-day nonstop raining, a lot of people, they are looking at this more in the natural than the supernatural power of God opening the cloud for the overflowing of the water to come upon the earth. So the natural, hallelujah, was overflowed by the supernatural power, Father God. That's what they ignore, because they're looking at the natural. But the supernatural power of God is what they don't see. It's what they cannot ponder. Praise you, Lord. But that's exactly what God does with his supernatural power. When it comes, brothers and sisters, it will be seen by all eyes, because the people in the times of Noah could see the way of water, maybe 200, 300, 400 feet of water, but now it's too late. And that's exactly what's going to happen to people soon. Last night, the Lord took me out of my body and took me to Brooklyn. And there's a bridge, people in New York know this, between Brooklyn and New York. And I had driven through that bridge before. And I tell you this, that Father God, as I was invited to preach in a church for over 500 members last night. And as I was in a cab in New York, the church was near the bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, And praise you, Lord. As I was in the cab, about to come out of the cab, I came out. Before I came out, I saw this lightning coming on the bridge. Powerful lightning. Powerful lightning. It went through the whole bridge. You know what happened with lightning and metal? The bridge is metal. It just made a loud cloud of light. Powerful cloud of light. Praise the Lord. And it was hitting all the part of Brooklyn. And I came out of the cab immediately. And I was wondering of this spectacle right in front of my eyes, brothers and sisters. And all of a sudden, I see Father God image coming down. And immediately I said, God, Father, come into the earth. I immediately knew this was no good. This was no good. Praise you, God. I knew immediately this was judgment. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. And when Father God came down, he began to speak to me. And he says, I want you to deliver this message to my people. Praise the Lord. And as the message was, he immediately was showing in front of me people of New York, preachers of New York in the United States, famous preacher, dropping dead in the pulpit, in church.
Wow.
And he says, I am going to kill these scoffers and mockers of my words in front of them for them to believe and repent, he says to me. Praise you, Lord. And I'm trembling in that glory of God, Father God. And he's telling me, it is time. It is time. Hallelujah. For me to remove the fakers, the mockers, position my servants. The servants, my servants, put them in position. But I am moving those fakers of my words. Praise you, Lord, out of the pulpits, out of television. They're going to die in front of the people. And I saw people that I knew on television dying of heart attack and different things, strokes, right there in front of people. But I could also see the power of God taking them out right in front of my eyes. I'm like, have mercy on me. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. And that's not that I consider myself God for a marker, brothers and sisters. But I want God to always have mercy on me. Praise you, Lord. And he was killing them. Praise the Lord, all over the United States. And he says this is going to happen very soon in front of people's eyes. He is going to begin to clean, remove what is not his from among his people. Because a lot of people believe that the gospel of Christ is what is being preached on television today, when it's totally not. This prosperity gospel is not the gospel of Christ. And Father God said, enough, enough, enough. They have marked him enough, and he's going to cut them out. Praise the Lord. He's going to cut them out, he says. And at this time, I'm trembling. My whole body is trembling, shaking. And he says, go! And tell my people this message. What am I about to do? Praise you, Lord. And I'm here to tell you this, brothers and sisters. Praise you, Lord. I hope this message is put on Facebook and everywhere, in YouTube and everywhere, for them to hear, because they're going to see it. It is not so much to hear, but it's so much what they are about. They are going to see. And God has been warning people in the United States of this doctrine of word, how so much folk prophet are preaching in international television and in the churches of America, mocking God with the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mocking God with his gospel. That is not of Father God. It's not of the Lord. And Father God saying, enough. Enough. He is not pleased. He is not pleased. They don't know God. They think they do, but they don't. It has been long enough. And Father God, my goodness, brothers and sisters, he is very angry. And when he takes action, the only thing the Lord says, Father, have mercy. I tell you this. At this time, I cannot see the Lord or hear the Lord. But in other occasions when I see Father God so angry, all the Lord says is, Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Because he knows how angry Father God can get. And the mountain melts and hell burns. It makes itself bigger for these people to come down. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Hell is stretching herself for these bodies, for these souls that are going to come down soon. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for our soul to be kept. Let's repent. Let's keep our salvation with trembling and fear. Because God come down to remove the faker, the mocker, the scoffers of his word. Praise the Lord. This is going to happen more and more and more. Praise you, God. You're going to see these preachers dead in front of the camera. I've seen this before, brothers and sisters. And now Father God said, he's saying he's going to do it again. Don't be surprised. Because as soon as I saw Father God do this, I saw the people all confused, grabbing the body of the preacher in front of the camera that God just says, kill. Just kill, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And people were troubled by this. People were troubled by this. Brothers and sisters, may God have mercy. That's it. But that's it. Father God said he had enough. He had enough. No more of this happening amongst his people. Because this misleads the sheep. It makes them think this is the gospel of Christ. Makes them think this is the gospel of Christ, and it's not. The gospel of Christ, the pure gospel that Jesus gave his life for. They are stepping all over it. They're stepping all over it, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. God have mercy. God have mercy. But this is his justice, brothers and sisters, his justice. Hallelujah. Must come to pass, must be fulfilled. God must be justice. He must be justice with all. He is merciful, but his justice has to come to pass too. He must do this, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, but the heaven and the earth which now are, but the same word are kept and stored, reserved unto fire, the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly man. All this fire that is about to be released from heaven, hallelujah, it will come on the ungodly, those that have none of Christ in them, those that have none of the Holy Spirit in them, brothers and sisters. It will come on them because they are not repenting. And when they hear the gospel, because these preachers of prosperity, a lot of people don't want anything to do with the gospel. Because they said, look what these people are doing, just making money on people. They have turned the pure gospel of Christ, the holy gospel of Christ, the truthful gospel of Christ, the way gospel to God of Christ, into a money-making machine. And it's confusing the living daylight out of people, brothers and sisters. This new soul that are coming to Christ, when they turn on Daystar, TVN, the garbage they get, if not from the gospel. They twist and turn the gospel of Christ, the pure gospel that Jesus Christ gave his life to. For, brothers and sisters, but the heaven and the earth which are now are by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of the ungodly man. Praise you, Lord. They are being judged by the word in the last day. And Father God, wrath is going to come upon them. Praise the Lord. I hope some of them repent, brothers and sisters. But God has given them enough time, and they keep mocking God. It's what they're doing, mocking him. Galatians 6, 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. They are sowing what they don't want to reap, brothers and sisters. Because when they reap what they're sowing, it's
the same, Jesus is saying to us, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. And the Lord, I share with the people that last time he took me to the tribulation, Thank you, Lord. It was incredible because, thank you, Jesus. As I saw people turning into zombie, the Lord says, you know, that if I had my mind in this world, I will stay if what I wanted of this world, if I get attached to it, I will stay and be part of what's coming. Will you enjoy what's coming with all these zombies and all these things? Because this is what's left. It's in His Word. Things are going to change. Praise you, Lord. And they're not going to change for the best. Yes, because God is merciful. Praise you, Lord. He's going to give man the opportunity to repent in the tribulation. But it's going to be very hard for people, very difficult. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because it says in His Word in Joel 2:30, and I will show wonders in heaven and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun to turn into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, that is a terrible day. The tribulation, the Word of God calls it a terrible day. It is actually 7 years tribulation. But the prophet Joel, as God told him, revealed to him what is coming, he calls it a terrible day. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is how Daniel saw, and this is how he described what's going to happen when the tribulation began. And at that time, Daniel 12:1, at that time shall Michael stand up, that great prince who stand for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble. Same word Jeremiah, Isaiah used, Jacob, trouble. If you think trouble is good, such as never since there was a nation, even to that same time, at the time that people should deliver, everyone that should be found in reading in the book. And Jesus said in Matthew 24 that there will be tribulation like never been and like will never be again. So that means not even the devil being released, Revelation 20, after the 1,000 years, and gathering all the nations from the four corners of the earth to coming right against Christ and us, brothers and sisters, cannot be compared to the painful tribulation that people are going to go through. Because it will never be, and it never was, it will never be again, says Christ, brothers and sisters. That's how bad the tribulation is going to be. People have no idea. I've seen people going hundred for weeks and months in the tribulation. You can see the bones in their body. You can count the bones. And they're hungry. And are those that don't want to get the mark of the beast at the hand of the forehead. Here in the U.S. land, in this USA land, is where I saw calamity, famine going on, brothers and sisters. And the tribulation. And I've been taken to other parts of the world too. But just to give people an idea, in this land that is abounding now, the people can go to Mindanao, anywhere and eat. Go to any supermarket and buy things cheap and eat. Still buy something for a dollar and eat, at least a cookie. Just not available in the tribulation. That's what's approaching. Obama already got his plan for all this stuff that is coming. The government is already preparing. They're putting their emergency food supply inside bunkers, mountains. Brothers, I've seen this stuff on television as it's shown what the government is doing, preparing for the worst. Scientists are preparing for the worst. Why aren't people repenting, getting the life right with Christ? Why are they still going around their life like nothing is coming, taking God's word for granted, mocking God with their behavior?
That's not going to go for too long. Well, the people in Sodom and Gomorrah find out that if you mock God long enough, fire will consume you. That's exactly what's going to happen to a lot of people when they go to hell. They're going to find out that they are mocking God for too long. They're taking God's mercy for granted for too long, brothers and sisters, and not repenting, not getting underneath and crying. I don't tell you now to take your time. I'm not going to tell you to take your time to repent. You need to be repenting now, not tomorrow, not tonight, now. Because if you put it off, you may forget. Getting your life right with Jesus is something you don't want to put off. You don't want to put off. Just the other night, a couple of nights ago, Jesus took me out into the month ahead. And what I saw was not pretty. Tsunami had pounded the land. And I'm like, and God is, brothers and sisters, very serious about this. I mean, I can tell you, take it easy, you know, relax, keep watching television, keep enjoying your life, you know, plan your vacation, plan to buy your next house, you know, enjoy life, you know. But that's not the point of this. This is not what matters at this point. Now, that don't matter. That's what Jesus told me the other night. Did that matter to you? Will you want what your flesh wants, which soon is going to be destroyed? Does that really matter to you? Do you really want to stay for that? And I'm like, no, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, I'm a man in this body planning. And you know, Lord, I want a better house. I want this. You know, Lord. The Lord, oh, you want to stay in the tribulation to enjoy it? And I'm like, well, I don't want to stay in the tribulation and enjoy it. Well, just plan to come home with me. They're like, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, you're right, Lord. I've been wrong, Lord. Sorry for my plan. Thank you, Lord. Because that's a reality. Praise you, Lord. Sometimes I don't know whether to plan anything. Because he told me, if you're planning for anything out here, you're planning to stay. That's what he told me. So are you planning to stay? No, I don't want to stay. Then stop planning to stay. Stop planning for anything down here. Praise the Lord. So I'm just waiting for the Lord, and that's it. If I'm allowed to plan anything, if I'm allowed to plan anything by the timing that we have, praise God for it. If I'm planning to have anything, practically is what I'm saying, praise God for it. If I'm not, praise God too for it, brothers and sisters, because that's how it is. He told me. He told me, I told people, I want to have a better house with more land. I don't have land right now, okay? And I want to have a house. Like some people know, I have a mobile home, and I don't own the land. I pay for the land. And so what I want to say to people is this. I want to have a house with land. It's what I'm planning. And the Lord told me, okay, this is what you're planning. This is what you want. And then he showed me all these people turning into zombies. He says, if you want this stuff you want, this is what you're going to encounter soon. So do you want to plan to come home with me, or do you want to plan to stay? And I'm still in the tribulation thinking what he just told me. I'm still taking my time. It's not like I rush to say, yes, 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 Lord. I'm still meditating on what the Lord is showing me, what is going on in front of me. I try to go out of the building. In the street, everybody's turning into zombies. They're coming against each other. They're ripping each other apart. And I'm looking at all this. I should have been in tremendous fear, but I'm not. Okay, because I'm still thinking what the Lord is telling me. Do you want to come home with me? Do you want to plan to come home with me? Or do you want to plan to have what you want to have, but enjoy it in the tribulation where you're not going to be able to enjoy it? And that's what the Lord is saying to people that they don't realize. Do you want to stay down here and enjoy what you're going to have with all these zombies breaking through your window, breaking through your front door? You're running for your life. You're hiding in cave. You're running to the mountain. Is this what you want to enjoy? If you can call that joy, man. If you can call that joy. That's how the Lord spoke to me the other night. He took me there in the days of it and showed me what's going to happen, giving me a taste of reality. This is reality, Elvie. There's no more time for what you're planning. There's no more time. This is your reality. This is where you are now in timing before the tribulation began. Okay? What do you want? I'm giving you a choice. It's what the Lord is working with me. I'm giving you a choice. Do you want to stay and watch the people turn into zombies and see the mess of the earth and be part of that mess? Or do you want to come home with me? And he gave me time for me to think about it. He gave me time for me to answer. This is not about me preaching on the Lord's hour no more. This is one-on-one with God. One-on-one with God. Praise the Lord. I'm a preacher here. I'm a messenger here. But this is God one-on-one with me, my personal life, brothers and sisters, is what I'm saying. So why would I say to God now, I want to go with Jesus. I want to have things, but I want to go with Jesus first. So I have to say, okay, I'm willing to give all this stuff I want, not what I want, not my will, but thy will be done. Your will for me to come home with you, Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. So, praise you, God. Right now, everything is in the hand of the Lord. If I'm allowed to have anything, glory be to the Lord. If I'm allowed to have anything, and it was a mighty test he did to me. Praise the Lord. Father God is too angry, brothers and sisters. He is too angry, brothers and sisters. And so right now, everything is in the hand of God. If God said to us, tomorrow you're all coming home with me, he takes us home, forget about everything else. That's what the Lord is saying to me. If Father God wants to take, if he gives the order, sound the trumpet, bring my children home, that's it. Don't matter what you're planning. I mean, I'm planning to go to New Jersey now this new month, November. Praise the Lord. To spend time with my family. But that is God allows. You see the difference? If God would allow me to do this, if it's still in his timing for me to do this, thank you, Lord. If there's no time for me to spend time with my family, praise you, Lord, then praise God. I'll be with my family in heaven, brothers and sisters. I'll be with the Lord in heaven. Thank you, Lord. And praise God, I will take a time of rest from preaching. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I'll take time for preaching. Finally, take a vacation. I need a vacation. Praise you, Lord. I'll finally have a true vacation. And that's what I want. Praise the Lord. Because all this stuff, I mean, I talk with people I've got on the phone, online, and all the Lord is saying to everyone, prepare to come home. He's not telling people, you have this time, you have that time, enjoy it, do this, do that, because the Lord is telling everyone, time is over. Time is over. Everyone try to look at the clock in heaven, it's over. No matter how you see it, we are still in the last day of the Lord. Like the word of God says, this day never ends until the trumpet sound. Praise you, Lord, because if it ends, the trumpet sounds. So Jesus is still hanging there for a few ones that don't want to hear it or are not ready or are not repenting. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so that's where everything is. Exactly. Thank you, Sister Australia. That's where it is. He's telling everyone the same. This is that, people. This is that. If you plan to go home, you're going to have to give all your dream to the Lord. And that's what the Lord is asking us to. All your plan, give it to him. If I'm able to do anything tomorrow or next week, I'm able to by the mercy of God. If God decided to take me home, that's it. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and that's it. Because, man, when I saw Father God this morning, hallelujah, come down on Brooklyn, it really shook me, like, God down here, Father down here. But this Father God, this is the end. He was the one who made the heaven and the earth through his Son. He was the one who spoke everything into being, Genesis. He began everything. He's going to end. He's the beginning, and he's the end. He's the Alpha, and he's the Omega. Praise you, Lord. He began everything. He's going to end it. That's what God is saying to us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. So please, brothers and sisters, we need to commit our life more to the Lord and really be in repentance. Not murmuring or complaining, repenting, which is totally different from that. Not arguing or fighting either. This is no time for that. I'm trying to stay away from all of that. I have people writing to me, trying to argue with me and whatever. I ignore that. I walk away from that. I have learned to walk away from argument because I tell you, it's what the devil wants right now. If he can have you stay, he'll have 7 more years on your back, making your life miserable. And that's what the devil wants. Brothers and sisters, I'm walking away from no argument, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, walk away from it. Don't stand there writing back to people back and forth arguing. Because if you do that, the trumpet is going to sound, you're going to be in the middle of it, and you're going to be running from werewolf in the tribulation very soon. I am telling you, that's going to be your life for 7 years. And then they cut up to you, they're going to turn your leg, your arm into pieces. You're still going to be alive, you still will want it to die, but there, it's going to stay away from you. It's going to flee from you. So you'll be on the floor bleeding for no one to take care of you, bleeding from these animals, brothers and sisters, in pain for 7 more years. Is that what you want for your life? That's your choice. God has given each and one of us choices. You choose. I'm choosing I want to be with the Lord. You choose what you want to do. If you want to stay here 7 more years in this horrible tribulation that is about to begin, praise you, Lord. Listen to what the Word of God says, Daniel 12:2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Praise the Lord. And they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as a star forever and ever. Praise you, Lord. Now, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the word and seal the word, the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. This is happening now. People are running everywhere, but not to Christ. If you have the devil that see people, they're running to different churches, different town, different city, different everything, but not to Christ. And then I, Daniel, look, and behold, there stood two other, the one on the side of the bank of the river and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And the one said to the man clothed in linen, who was upon the water of the river, how long shall it be to the end of this wonder? Everybody wants to know how long. Then I heard the man in clothed in linen, who was upon the water of the river, then he held up a right hand and his left hand unto the heaven, and saw by him that liveth forever, that it should be a time, times and a half, praise you, Lord, and when he should have accomplished carrying the power of the holy people, all these things should be finished. And I heard, but not understood. Now, then said, O my Lord, what should it be the end of these things? He's still not understanding the time and the other time, the half of the time, the three and a half and three and a half. He's still not understanding that it's 7 years. And we have a lot of people in the churches today that still don't understand it and say that the tribulation is only 3.5 years. They still got the same question. Verse 9, and he said, go thy way, O Daniel, for the word are closed up and sealed to the end, to till the time of the end. This word was sealed for you and I. We, you and I are at the time of the end, so the word was sealed for you and I, brothers and sisters. Isn't God incredible? Many should be purified, made white and tried, but the wicked should do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise should understand. So who will understand clearly what God is saying, time and time and a half, three and a half years? The wise, okay, let's identify the wise. Amen. The wise, praise the Lord, is who walk under the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Not in the fear of man or the devil, but the fear of the Lord. brothers and sisters. Those are the God called wives. Those that receive Jesus, his son, and are cleansed by his blood daily. Those are considered wives by God, not no other. No matter if you are a religious person and you know so many religion. No, God calls a wise woman, a wise man, who are under the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, who seeketh him every day, who repenteth in every day to him. Praise the Lord. Those are the wise ones. Those are the ones cleansed by the blood, justified by faith, the word of God says. Verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice should be taken away, in the abomination, the Obama in his nation, that will make desolate set up, there should be 1,290 days. Praise the Lord. So the Obama and his nation are mentioned in the Bible. Praise the Lord. We don't need to say the United States, but it says Obama and his nation, abomination. Praise the Lord. And so, praise the Lord, abomination is in any way it is evil. When you see the evil, evil, praise the Lord. So, when you see the evil, make it desolate, set up. Obama is making desolate, set up in the Middle East. He's setting up the desolate. Right now, the only commander-in-chief that is setting up the desolation in the Middle East is Obama. That is making the desolation set up in Israel is Obama. You can look at everything. Not even President Putin is making the desolate. Dissipating, which is different, but Obama is the commander-in-chief making desolate in Israel and in all the Middle East. He's been involved in Egypt, Syria, Libya, and all the rest of the country, including Israel. He's been maketh, says Daniel, abomination. He's an abomination, praise the Lord. And he's making desolate set up, praise the Lord. And he's not begun to do this. The only thing is, the hand that holdeth back, says Paul, still holding until it's taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit, the Lord. The Lord is Jesus is doing this. He's holding in his back because his time to begin the tribulation is still not so until God says so. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. That's why there's all this talk about the third temple. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. It says clearly from the time of the daily sacrifice. So it will begin in 3.5 peace years. And by the middle of the 3.5, as it was told to Daniel, let him who read it understand, praise you, Lord, as a daily sacrifice, that it says there very clear, daily sacrifice. They're sacrificing animals daily. But that's not going on because that's going to happen in the third temple. Whereas the Lord has shown people that when the tribulation begins, there's only one focus. After people turn into bees and they go out hunting them and they try to bring peace back. Praise you, Lord. Well, there will be one focus on the earth and all the nations, and it's to build a third temple. Order the sign, the Arabs, they totally had this agreement before the tribulation that they didn't want the third temple to be built. Now they're giving up, okay, the temple at the mount, which is going to be destroyed before they give it up. They're going to give up the praise the Lord, the Temple Mount for the third temple to be built because they know that is the holy ground, praise the Lord, where it has to be built. Unless the Dome of the Rock is destroyed, there will be no peace in Jerusalem. The peace will not begin. The Messiah will not return because that place there, that Dome of the Rock, is an abomination. And it was built by the Islamic, okay, it was built by the Islamic leaders, praise the Lord, and the European back then. It was built signifying a stronghold they had on the Jewish people. That's why the Jewish people should have destroyed that a long time ago. But since they did not, praise you, God, because you had the French back then who had a strong army, that if the Jewish people The French were backing up the Islamic, if you go back into history. And so if the Jewish people were to destroy, the French would attack. They already had the forces ready to attack. They never attacked because they never destroyed the Dome of the Rock. So the evil one has been protecting the Dome of the Rock for a long time. Look what happened this past week in Israel. Netanyahu had to say to the people in the mount to be appeased, that the Islamic can go back and worship in the Dome of the Rock, and the priest can go back in there, so there will be peace in Israel, and immediately everything began to come, because they are a nation behind, besides the Islamic nation. Praise you, Lord. They are willing to fight Israel for that Dome of the Rock, and a lot of people have not followed this in history. You got to follow in history. The French have been behind all this. Praise the Lord. But we know what happened with the French in World War II. The French in World War II, Hitler was planning to overtake them, and the United States went and stepped in there as a friendship and fought Hitler in their behalf. And that's why the French gave them the Queen of Heaven. Hello, someone. That's why the French people, the French nation, gave the United States the Queen of Heaven. Brother Elby, who's the Queen of Heaven? The Statue of Liberty. But, Brother Elby, the Queen of Heaven was the Virgin Mary. Someone figured it out quickly. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They had turned the Romans back then, turned the Queen of Heaven, which was worshipped by all these Arabs and all these nations, worshipped by them, one of their gods, into the Virgin Mary in the Catholic churches and the temple. But she was known by the Queen of Heaven. That's what the French gave the United States. The Statue of Liberty is the Queen of Heaven. And if you search it out back in history, you'll find it. It's there. It's in the book of Acts, and it's in history everywhere, brothers and sisters. A lot of it has been put away or hidden. But you can barely find a lot of information like this, brothers and sisters. All this is in history, what I told you, all of it too, in the Word of God, in the Bible, if you search it out, brothers and sisters. So the Queen of Heaven is what is in New York. It has been to God in abomination. This abomination that is in New York, praise you, Lord, has hindered, praise you, Lord, the United States for flowing more than God wanted to give them. Because God can plan to give you so much that it will overflow you, it will overtake you, it will be so much. But if you idol worship, you'll hinder your own blessing. Praise the Lord. And if you don't believe me, read Deuteronomy 28. It will explain to you clearly what God says. If you hear his word and keep his commandment and don't depart from them to the left or to the right, his blessing will overtake you. It will overtake you, brothers and sisters. So a lot of the nation is trying to protect their wealth, but actually their wealth began with God. Our wealth began with Jesus, began with the Lord. It don't begin with what we have in the bank. What we have in the bank is nonsense. That's why the dollar is losing all the value, and the economy is going to fall. The dollar will have no value at all. The nation is becoming paperless. The dollar would have no value when the bankruptcy goes. Why? Praise the Lord. Because of idolatry, sin, walking away from God, giving it back to God, and trusting the idols. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. An open door hinder your walk with God. The Queen of Heaven came to hinder New York. New York. That's why the prosperity gospel is all over New York. It's being hindered. And we need to repent for idol worshiping, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. It is all bad. People think that God ignores those things and look the other way. No, God sees everything. And what is an abomination to him is an abomination. It's not pleasing unto his eyes. And he wishes for us to repent and walk away from him, brothers and sisters. It's what he wants. Praise you, God, because his hand of judgment will come down. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. And so we have to repent. We have to repent. Why is God taking us back to history? Because we need to go back and remember what we have done wrong. We got to look for that open door, brothers and sisters. It's what it is. We need to know what we have done wrong. And we need to repent before God and say, God, I'm sorry for ever being partaking of this evil, for ever believing this and that evil. Praise you, Lord. It is so sad. It is so sad how people have fallen so far from God and don't even realize. Praise you, Lord. When God said to the people, you have sinned, and they said, and what have we sinned? They don't even realize, hallelujah, how deep they are, they've been in sin, that they didn't realize, hallelujah, how much it offended God. And that's where a lot of people are. And so they have to go back to the beginning and notice, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah, hallelujah. Jeremiah, it's a whole chapter of 44, Jeremiah. But Jeremiah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. 44:17, but we will certainly do whosoever things go forth out of our own mouth, burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to the poor out the drink offering to her, as we have done. We, our father, and our king, and our princes, our city in Judah, in the street of Jerusalem, for then have we plenty of bread, and we all and saw no evil. So before they did the abomination they did, they had plenty, they had abundance. They saw the prosperity of the Lord. But when they did what they did, they can testify to us and tell this generation what happened to them after. And that's what they're testifying and saying to us. Look what happened to us. We had all this abundance. But after we went and worshiped the Queen of Heavens, hallelujah, which we people call today the Statue of Liberty, this is what happened to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We lost all that prosperity. We lost all that goodness that we have. Hallelujah. Everything God has given us. Verse 44:18. But since we left off offering incense to the Queen of Heaven and putting our drink offering to her, we have been wanting all the things and have been consumed by the sword, by the famine. That's exactly what it's going to bring. But I want you to notice something. They mentioned Jerusalem. So you mean, Elvie, to say that even back then, this Queen of Heaven, you talked about, say, the Statue of Liberty, was even in Jerusalem number one time? Yes, it was. There's nothing new under the sun. You see how the devil works. This is why you got to study this so you see. This is nothing new. The Statue of Liberty in New York was in Jerusalem years ago under the Queen of Heaven. Praise the Lord. Verse 44:19. And when we burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and put our drink offering to her, that we make her cakes to worship her and put out our drink offering unto her with our men. Look at what they did. They made offering. They made celebration. Praise the Lord. They hold it as a very valuable thing, but it was actually what brought them down to nothing. Praise the Lord. God have mercy. Jeremiah 44:25. Thus says the Lord host of God of Israel, saying, ye and your wife have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled with your hand, saying, we will surely perform our vow that we have vowed to and burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour our drink offering unto her. Yet we will surely accomplish your vow and surely perform your vow. Why did the Queen of Heaven was brought to New York? Because the French were giving the U.S. like an offering, like a thank you for delivering them from the hands of Hitler, from the hands of evil. But we're actually receiving evil unto them, an open door. Praise the Lord. These people, hallelujah, made a vow to the Queen. Praise the Lord. This is exactly what the U.S. had done with this Queen of Heaven in New York City. And this is why God has shown people in dreams and vision that when the tsunami comes to New York, the Queen of Heaven, the Statue of Liberty will be the first destroyed. It's what God has been showing people for years. I'm going to destroy the Queen of Heaven that's been standing in New York with her hair raised like a sign of victory. Evil has a sign, a history over his people. Should not be so. Should not be so, brothers and sisters. That's why God is showing people vision. He's going to destroy that Queen of Heaven over New York because it's not pleasing unto him. People can say whatever they want to say, but go into the Word, and what the Word of God says is what is so. It is the truth, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. You can pray about it. You can ask for confirmation. You can study it. You can look at it. It's all in the Word of God. Listen to what Daniel 12:12 says. Blessed is he that waited. See, you're even blessed by waiting on the Lord. When is the Lord coming? I'm tired. I want to get out of here. Blessed is he that waited. You are being blessed just by waiting on the Lord. Blessed is he that waited and comes to the 1,003 years and 5 and 30 days. But go thy way till the end be. For thou shalt rest and stand in thy holy law in the end of the days. Thank you, Lord, for that. Jesus is going to give us rest soon, which is called the rapture. That's our rest. We're entering in a rest very soon when that trumpet sound, brothers and sisters. Don't let no one take away your rest. Don't let no one take away your rest. You're going to enter your rest. You're going to have people try to convince you not to believe in the rapture, not to believe that you deserve a rest. Don't let people convince that you don't deserve a rest. Go into your rest with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go to heaven. Don't stay down here. It's going to be ugly. See beauty in heaven. Why would you want to see ugliness down here? Well, you can see life in heaven. Why do you want to see death down here, brothers and sisters? Why do you want to be among the dead when you can be among the living in heaven? Why do you want to be in this darkness when you can be under the glory light of Christ in heaven? Thank you, Lord. Why do you want to be in the month of lack of food and water and all that when you can be in heaven among the abundance of food and water in heaven? Why would you treat yourself this way? Go to heaven with Christ. Prepare yourself when that trumpet sound to go home. Don't let no one convince you otherwise. If someone who calls your friend, brother, or sister try to convince you not to wait for Christ in the rapture, say, I'm sorry, but I want to go home. I want to enter my rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. So just prepare to go home. Don't let no one take you. Praise you, Lord. Don't let no one take your peace or your joy, because our joy is the Lord. Don't focus on the things down here. Focus on the things above, says Paul to the Colossians. Seek the things above, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Just seek the things above. Just seek those things, hallelujah, that are above. Thank you, Jesus. Because those are the things that will last forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And don't quote me on dates. A lot of dates I don't have. But you can always go back to history. I might quote the day wrong. I'm sorry for that. Praise you, Lord. But you can always go back to history. And I don't have all the history right here in front of me. A lot of things I've known for years, the days I have forgotten. I forget things, and sometimes I date them wrong. Praise you, Lord. But you can always go back to history and confirm it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that information, Sister Marietta. Praise you, Lord. So the Queen of Heaven was before October 1886, she says. Thank you, Lord. It is still the Queen of Heaven. That don't change the fact that she's the Queen of Heaven. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But I tell you, the Lord is coming soon. It is coming soon. Thank you, Lord. He is coming soon to take us home. Praise you, Lord. Yes, it was October 28, 1988. It was when the Statue of Liberty, amen. But that is the Queen of Heaven, the Statue of Liberty. They have changed her name so much. It went from the Queen of Heaven to the Virgin Mary, and in New York to the Statue of Liberty. They had changed the name 3 times, and much even more if you look it up. They had changed the name, but it's still the same demon. It's what I'm saying, the same devil, dressed in different name, but it's still the same. It don't matter. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So God just wants us to walk away from the idol, because no idol worshiper, the Word of God says, will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. And that's what God is saying to us. if we have this idol among us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, God. They are going to mislead us because a lot of nations that visit New York and see that Queen of Heaven statue of liberty has been misled by the information because they give you a lot of information. And I've been to Livery Park. I seen all that. I seen all the false information. Everything is not according to history right. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9, for they themselves show us what manner of entering and we have had unto, and how you turn to God from idol to serve the living God. See, we can turn from idol because idols are dead and serve the living God. One of the teaching he gave, I remember many years ago, is that when he evangelized people in regard to idol, that he had people telling him, oh, I don't worship this idol. I only admire it. I only admire this idol. I don't worship it. No, I don't worship this statue of liberty. I just love that it's there. I admire this statue of liberty. And he told him, that's still idolatry. He told him, that's still idolatry. He was led by the Lord. That is still idolatry. A lot of people don't realize exactly what idolatry is. You got to look it up in the book, in a biblical dictionary, what is idolatry, and really learn, hallelujah, what is idolatry, the meaning behind idolatry. Idolatry comes from worshiping of idol, okay? They are synonyms of idolatry, idolization, fetishization, fetishism, which is, it has to do with really being tied up to something. Idol worship, adoration, reverence. See, this is one word that people say to him when he was evangelizing them. Oh, no, I only reverence the statue. Okay, that's the idolatry. That is so significant of idolatry. I only reverence, they say. Oh, no, I don't worship the idol. No, I don't do that, but I reverence. And he said, no, that is still idolatry. This man of God told him that. That is still idolatry. A lot of people don't know what idolatry is. That's why I'm talking about it. Veneration. A lot of other people told him, no, we only venerate this idol. Venerate is one of the older Roman word. I believe it's in the Latin. It must be out of the line. I'm not sure. You have to study that. Veneration. Praise the Lord. And he told them, no, that is still idolatry. That is still honor. There you go. That is still idolatry. That's word. A lot of people don't know what idolatry. Look at this, the other one, glorification. We know that all glory goes to God. Well, a lot of people make them into a god in their life. That is idolatry. That is another significant of having another god beside of your God, the true God. Let me see the other word. Lionization. I have to look the meaning of that one. Hero worshiping. Look what idolatry is. Oh no, the Statue of Liberty is my hero, they say. So it's a type of idolatry. That is the idolatry, brothers and sisters. Praise your Lord. Here's some more word. Extreme admiration. Oh, I admire the statue there. Well, that is still idolatry. That is still idolatry, brothers and sisters. Praise your Lord. Other word that is used, love. I can't believe people love that statue. That is the idolatry. Or reverence for something or someone. In this case, the Statue of Liberty. That is the idolatry. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There you go. That is the idolatry. Let me see what else. And I say this because you can go and you'll see hundreds of people from everywhere. Respect, yes, bristling that place always. Always bristling, always admiring the Statue of Liberty. That is still idolatry. We must not allow our idolatry or art to obscure the issue. And it's just idolization, the synonymous, fascism, people that are fanatic. Is another word, adulation. That is another biggie word there that we have to look up. Praise you, Lord. adulation, which means our flowering, excessive admiration or praise. You see, excessive admiration can lead you into idolatry. It is still idolatry. I don't want to say that it's not. It is still idolatry, adulation. Praise you, Lord. It's a fan. An adulation person is a fan. It's what the meaning really is. A fan. Praise you, Lord. And so a fan is an idolater. If you are a fan of the statue a little bit, you are an idolater of it. Can you believe that? Oh, God. Praise you, Lord. It's even in the dictionary, Vlad. Let me see the meaning. Praise you, Lord. Reverence, glorification, lionation, hero worshiping, and the prophet rail against idolatry. So the prophet was very strong about idolatry, says in the dictionary. In another word, they truly preach against that because they had idol back then, brothers and sisters. There's nothing new under the sun. This was 1886. Praise the Lord. My grand-grandmother died not long ago. She was born in 1886, I believe, or 84, around there. So she was already born when they brought the statue to New York, brothers and from France. So it tells you right there, brothers and sisters, how long the idolatry has been around. Just in this nation, it's been around many other nations too. Praise the Lord. But the mercy of God, brothers and sisters, but God is angry. God is angry, and we need to repent. Here's the latest prophecy, brothers and sisters. God willing, if the trumpet don't sound, I'll be here tomorrow night. Don't miss the program. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your support. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for supporting us, helping us, brothers and sisters. My goodness, praise you, Lord. God is good. His mercy endures forever. Don't stop repenting. No matter what's going on in your life, you may get bad news. Things might be going wrong, I don't say it is, but it may be going wrong in your life. Praying, don't stop repenting. Don't stop seeking the Lord. Even if the world is coming apart, if islands are sinking, if hurricanes are coming, if tsunami are coming, if tornadoes are coming, brothers and sisters, if powerful earthquakes are shaking the nation, don't start repenting. Don't stop seeking the Lord. Continue to seek Jesus. Continue to get ready. Don't ever give up on the Lord. The Lord will never give up on you, brothers and sisters. Never give up on the Lord. Don't give up on the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Continue to do what the Lord wants you to do, too. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants you to be in repentance. Be in repentance. The Lord wants you to be seeking him. Continue to seek him. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, don't stop doing good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the sight of evil, we got to do good because you know what? It's going to get worse. And it's getting worse already. We know this. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, if we stay focused on the Lord will help us, brothers and sisters. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will not abandon us. Praise you, Lord. Man will forsake you and leave you. Hallelujah. But not the Lord Jesus. He is for you. He loves you. He gave his life for you. Stay strong in the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Cease now to pray. In other words, stay in prayer. Read the word as much as you can. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your hope in Jesus. And if the news that are bad news are hindering your walk with Christ, stop listening to the news. Stop watching the news. Brothers and sisters, a lot of people are being handled by the news. This is serious. Take this message serious. This advice serious, please. Don't watch the news as much as you want to if it's hindering your walk. There are many things hindering our walk, brothers and sisters. This past few days, someone placed pornographic material on my Facebook, and I went on. I saw this garbage there. I immediately went to report it and remove it, and I was repenting for seeing what was in there. But I tell you this, I was reporting it with Facebook, and it was giving me a hard time to get it through, brothers and sisters, to get it out. Okay? And I wrote a message to them. They're allowing garbage to come on Facebook. I was so angry last week. God, and I repent for it too. I was going to erase my Facebook and don't have a Facebook page anymore. But I have over 5,000 people follower on Facebook alone. And I started thinking about those people that get the link of the Lord's Hour, that get the message in Spanish. And I said, I cannot do it. The Lord wants me to preach his message still. He still wants me to stay preaching his message. It is not for me to just close it and forget about Facebook, because that's what exactly I was planning to do. I had it. I had it with Facebook. The garbage in Facebook, it is so offending, brothers and sisters. So offending. Praise the Lord. And we don't want to be, I don't want nothing to do with sin. I want to stay away from the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the Lord wants me to preach his message, and it's what the Lord had told me to do. Thank you, Lord. And he wants me to continue to do it. Praise the Lord. I've been willing to cut everything off many times, but he don't want me to. He wants me to continue to preach his message. Praise the Lord. And it's all because this is the end. This is the end. And he showed me the end of all this time that we're in. I was in the future 7 years from now, and I saw the end of the United States. I saw a 500-foot wave coming to New Jersey, to Pennsylvania, all the way to Canada. I saw the United States of America completely destroyed in the future, completely destroyed in the future. And I was standing in the throne of God. And Jesus, I heard when Jesus said to the Father, Father, will you give him one more chance? Father, I ask you if he will send Elvie and other back there to warn them. Hopefully some more soul will be saved. Father, to them, I will say some more. And Jesus, I was standing next to the throne of the Father when Jesus came out to me. After I heard the conversation before the Father and Jesus, and Father says, my word will be in his mouth. And I saw fire burning in my lips when Father God said this. And Jesus said, will you go back and preach my words, my message to them, and tell them what is about, what you have seen? Will you go back and tell them what you have seen? And I said, Lord, will they listen? And the Lord says, I will touch many, and they will come to me. I said, Lord, I will go back, Lord. Yes, I will go back. And he sent me back here after I was in heaven already to warn this nation and the world about what is to come. I seen the end. I seen this nation completely under the sea, and no one else was alive anymore. I seen the end. I'm back here telling you, the earth is going to be destroyed. Jesus will renew a new earth, a new heaven. But before he does, it must be destroyed before he renews it again for the beginning of 1,000 years. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes, sister. This last time I was in the Garden of Eden, I said, I was so nervous. And I said to the Lord, Lord, would I be in this place? And he says, yes, you will be. And Father God says to me also, yes, you will be here, my son. And you won't believe the peace God gave me. I am afraid, trembling, for my own salvation, because I seen the end of all, and it's not pretty. I shake every day. I tremble every day. I'm in my bed, and I'm trembling. I tremble and tremble under the presence of God. This morning when Father God came, I tremble from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I was shaking, trembling. My whole body was trembling, because Father God is so angry. And as he has shown me, his going to destroy it all. I hope one person will listen. I hope one repent. I hope one. Because the bride is going to be taken out. And whatever is left is going to suffer horrible suffering. I know there are people listening to me right now that don't believe me. I know that. How do I know that? Because I seen them in the tribulation. That's why I know. And I'm still hoping they believe me. I'm still hoping they do. I'm still hoping some of the people I seen in the tribulation will believe me. Because in their heart, they say, Elvie's not telling the truth. In their heart, they're saying what he's saying is not true. I know. Even this, brothers and sisters, because the Lord has shown them to me already. There are many that don't believe me. There are few that believe the message. A lot of people say, oh, that message was not from God. Oh, it is. Believe me, it is. God himself will tell you one day it was from him. Praise the Lord. All glory goes to Jesus, none to me and anyone, brothers and sisters. All glory. I told people for years, I don't like to talk about myself. It is just not about me. I am a man like you that tremble under the presence of God. I fear God for my own life, brothers and sisters, every day. I want to have the assurance of my own salvation like many of you. I really want to go home to heaven. I don't want to stay, brothers and sisters. I don't want to stay. I got rejoiced when I seen Sister Marietta in the millennium. The first thing I say is, she made it. She made it. I looked at I never seen Sister Marietta in person until I saw her in the millennium. I didn't even know how she looks. I don't know how Sister Marietta looked. I seen them in the millennium. Brothers and sisters, praise your Lord. I saw Brother Body in heaven, I remember, and Sister Brenda. And I did saw Body and Brenda one time. But if I never seen them in person, I already seen them in heaven. Praise your Lord. There are people I see in heaven already in the future. There are the ones that I have not. Praise, all glory goes to God, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. It's the will of God. It's what God wants. It's not what we want. Thank you, Lord. But we are all struggling. We are all crying out to the Lord for help. I'm like you are repenting daily. And I'm seeking the Lord with trembling and fear all over myself. And I'm asking you to do the same thing. Just continue to repent and continue to seek the Lord. Don't give up on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Paul says, I don't think I made it. But Paul, he says, I proceed. I proceed forward. That's what we need to do, proceed forward. Don't give up. Don't say I already made it. But continue to fear the Lord. Continue to repent. Continue every day to seek the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just continue because the Lord is going to help you. Praise you, Lord. I said to the Lord this morning, praise you, Lord. I'm not worthy to see the Father as I saw him this morning. Praise you, Lord. And I, you know, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you this, I didn't think I was worthy, and I told the Lord, but again, his mercy endure forever, brothers and sisters. Amen. Don't you think that because I seen the Lord, and I have given him the privilege to receive from him this message and give out this word, I am better than you. No, not so, not so. We are all the same in his eyes, in his presence. He just wants us to be obedient. I learned this week something new. I probably heard it before, but never really pay attention to it. And what I heard is that obedience gives God a sense, an essence, a smell, like a flavor. a special smell before his nostril come from you when you are obedient. And when you are holy before his presence, righteous, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, which you do under repentance, it gives God another smell from you. Another sense comes out of you to him. And he rejoices for that. God rejoices for your obedience and your holiness like his son. Praise the Lord. You see how merciful and wonderful our Father is? And when I heard that this week, I'm like, oh, wow, that is incredible. Thank you, Lord. Each and one of us are special to Father God, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. So my preaching is almost over. Well, I can say it is over because there's no time practically left. So my message is over. You know, preach all these years for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We go home in peace. Thank you, Lord. A savor. Praise you, Lord. That's a savor. A sweet-smelling savor. That's it. Is what it gives to God. Thank you, Lord. And that is so awesome. You don't understand how is it that God can look at us men and really be smell us and say, oh, man, he or she is really submitting to my will, seeking my son. Praise the Lord. It is Jesus in us, the hope of glory, brothers and sisters. Jesus in us. This is why we need to have the Son in us and repent. And now be prideful. Repent your pride, your doubt and unbelief. Pride comes from the air, from the pit of hell, from the heart of Satan. We need to repent pride, brothers and sisters. Any little pride you let entice in your heart and your mind can hinder your walk with the Lord. Repent it. Just repent it. Repent it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just give it to the Lord. Give everything to the Lord. I have given all to the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If I'm here tomorrow, it's because the Lord wills it for me to be. If I'm not, praise the Lord. I'll say goodbye tonight in case I don't see you tomorrow, hear about you for tomorrow. But I know some of you I will see in heaven. Some other I will not. Some other of you I may visit in the tribulation. Praise the Lord. But there's not much I can do. If I see you in the tribulation, I'm sorry, but there's not much I can do. I can only try to help you now, but many of you don't believe. Praise the Lord. And the Lord knows who don't believe, and you know.
Water heading over to the ship. And in the ship, they had missiles getting ready to launch. And the next thing I knew, these missiles were heading towards America. I got in the boat, turned around, and I went to go warn the people. Run. The missiles are coming. The missiles are coming. But it was too late. Then the missiles had hit. It was a big, very bright light. And then the Lord woke me up. And I asked the Lord, I'm confused. What is the meaning to this dream? I need confirmation. So I went back to sleep. And then the scene changed. I remember seeing this black hoodie with a pocket at the middle. But on the side of this pocket, it was torn. And then the Lord woke me up from the dream. The time was 11:11. And I asked the Lord, what is the meaning to this dream? It was very short, and I am confused by it. The Lord was showing me that the Zimmerman trial will eventually lead to a riot. And if the riot gets too out of control, martial law will be implemented. And the person that's orchestrating this whole thing is the son of perdition. If you guys remember, he was the one who said, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. The beast knew exactly what he was saying and what he was doing at that particular point in time. And the part where I saw the missiles heading towards America, the Lord is showing me that eventually the United States will be hit by nuclear missiles by a foreign country whose language we do not understand. And in the last scene where I saw the black hoodie with the pocket torn, the Lord is showing me that the hoodie represents darkness that's getting ready to cover America like never before. And the torn pocket represents the money, the economy. It will be worthless. It will be useless. people will be trying to save money and put it into their pockets, but it will fall through because the dollar will collapse and it will be of no value. And the black also represents famine, which is one of the horses in the book of Revelations. And I just want to close by saying this. Let's stay ready at all times. Things are about to change like never before. Repent. Accept Jesus Christ into your life today, right now, this moment. Do not hesitate and put off another second, because darkness is making landfall. Keep your eyes open. Keep loving one another. Don't let what you see on the media and around the world influence you. We are Christians. We are the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. And until next time, I love you guys. Stay rapture ready. Stay winning souls into the kingdom of heaven. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We're going to have a great program tonight. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. After I heard that word from Brother Chandler Jansen last night, hallelujah, I listened to the word, not the entire word, but I listened to him about talking about missile coming to hit this land here in America. Hallelujah. And so I went and took it in prayer with the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm going to share tonight, what the Lord went and told me and showed me last night, which it was awesome. Hallelujah. To be able to see what's going to be unfolding very, very soon, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. This nation is about to go really through a hard time ahead of them. Just for those that are not seeking God, that are not preparing to go home with the Lord in the rapture. And we hear from the Lord through different prophets speaking about his soon return, his quickly return, his soon coming, which is going to happen any day, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And I'm here to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, but to trust him and depend on him. I know it's not easy, brothers and sisters. We all go through struggle and so many things. We have to be tested, hallelujah, like go through the fire. And we are being put through the fire. It's not easy. My brothers and sisters, we all got our different things that we all go through, hallelujah. Like I get phone calls from my mother. She's going through infirmity. Hallelujah. And it's because as the Lord has revealed to us through his word, heaven is so great that before anyone gets there, we have to suffer. We have to go through so many suffering before we get to heaven. And so a lot of people just want their healing, don't want to go through no suffering. But Father God, hallelujah, has decided that for anyone to go to heaven, we must suffer. And it's in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Everyone suffered before they went to heaven. Hallelujah. And so suffering is of God. Hallelujah. And God wants everyone to suffer. I seen in heaven my grandmother. Hallelujah. Through my mother's side and my grandmother, they are there. But before my grandmother, hallelujah, who was very Catholic, and I was praying constantly for her, for the Lord to save her soul. She was in bed, suffering from different infirmity. She suffered right to the day where Jesus saved her soul and took her home. It was an intense suffering that my grandmother went through. Hallelujah. Until 1998. That's when the Lord took her home. Hallelujah. She died, I believe, of 116 years. Hallelujah. And the suffering was tremendous suffering that she had to go through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe she was born in 1888 or 86, somewhere there. Hallelujah. And so she was very Catholic. Used to pray to the Virgin Mary and all that. Hallelujah. But God, you know, God is so merciful. In his mercy, the Bible says, endure forever. And so there's an aunt of mine who was praying for her for over 30 years, way over 30 years, praying to Jesus
that he would touch my grand-grandmother and that he would save her. Hallelujah. She will come to the knowledge of Jesus. My aunt understanding and I understanding that only through Jesus anyone can come to the Father. Only through Jesus anyone can come to heaven, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Religion cannot bring you to heaven but Jesus. Hallelujah. Being a Catholic, hallelujah, we're not being a religious Catholic, hallelujah, or Jehovah's Witness, or a Muslim, hallelujah, or whatever religion you are, will not just bring you to heaven, but through Jesus Christ, you can come to heaven. Jesus can bring you to heaven. No one comes to the Father. Jesus said in John 14:6, I said, through him, he said, through me, through him. Brothers and sisters, and I tell you, hallelujah, that I, me knowing as I became saved, hallelujah, I did intense prayer for my grandmother, for her soul not to be saved, for her soul not to be lost. And Jesus is so great, so awesome. This is why I tell people to pray. You got problem, pray. You got people that are not saved, pray. You got family that are religious, pray. Pray. Don't complain. Don't point finger. Don't judge them. Don't tell them they're going to go to hell. But pray. 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 Because through your prayer, God can save them. God can bring them to his knowledge. God can reach out to them. Hallelujah. And save their soul. God can do anything. Hallelujah. Pray Jesus. Hallelujah. God can do anything. Hallelujah, through your prayer, through prayer, and believe God, believe faith, have faith in the Lord, have trust in him, that he will save your family, that he will save anyone in your life that is lost. Pray, 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 that even though you go home in the rapture, hallelujah, you still, your prayer are heard, your prayer are before God the Almighty, and God will answer them when God thinks it's the right time to do so. Don't tell God when to save them. Hallelujah. Don't tell God when to save your family. Just ask him and say, Lord, I trust you. Lord Jesus, I trust you that you will save my family. Hallelujah. My religious family, my lost family. Hallelujah. And pray, pray, pray. And leave it in the hand of God. And watch what God can do through your prayer, through your faith. Hallelujah. God can do anything, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's so good. And he is so awesome. We serve such a wonderful God. So let me go ahead and say what happened last night. After listening to Brother Shannon about the missile that are coming to hit this land, I was in prayer with the Lord last night. And so I said, Lord, will you confirm to me what you have shown Brother Shannon? Hallelujah. And show me this. And this, so there was another question that we talked about this past week. I don't know how many of you can remember this, where I said, I would like to know how is it that these people in the tribulation will become zombie. Hallelujah. Like the Brad Pitt movie, World War C. I believe it is World War C. World War Zombie. Now they're cutting down the name of the zombie. Hallelujah. So anyway, I wanted to know from the Lord, how is it that these people will become zombie? And that's exactly what the Lord showed me last night. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And so I will also, World War C, I thank you for the hallelujah. And so, yeah, I also asked the Lord, this, Brother Shannon said that, you know, he didn't know when the missile came from. So the Lord takes me out of my body last night. And hallelujah, he went and, you know, I was there in the spirit before the Lord. And I said, Lord, the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, what you showed your son, Jason, Channel Johnson, hallelujah, will you confirm that? I had asked for him before, and he said, yes, I'm going to go ahead. He says to me, the first thing the Lord says to me is, I have shown this to him and many other. So there's other people whom the Lord has shown that this missile hit in the U.S., this land. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, you know, when is all this stuff coming and all that? So the Lord said, yes, they are coming. Hallelujah. And the Lord showed them to me coming from North Korea last night. He showed me this missile that are going to hit the U.S. coming from North Korea. I seen how he took me in the spirit and showed me how the North Korea released this specialized, hallelujah, praise Jesus, hallelujah, this specialized missile. And let me tell you what the Lord showed me last night. After North Korea released this missile against the U.S., missile that the U.S. think they don't have, let me tell you this, the U.S. right now are completely ignorant that the North Korea have this technology to make this missile so intelligent and so specialized. Let me tell you what happened last night. Last night, this is what the Lord showed me. I seen the North Korea releasing this missile. Okay, this missile cannot be caught by our radar here. Okay, the CIA and FBI, I was seeing them going nuts, trying to figure out who has sent this missile, because they were going off everywhere in the United States, almost everywhere. They was just hitting this lane. Boom, an entire city were being destroyed. Hallelujah. And so the FBI and the CIA, they were going nuts, because this missile, as they came into land, hallelujah, the North Korea have figured out how to deceive the U.S. Raiders. Hallelujah. And I could see that last night. The CIA were onto their system, their computers, and everything. And it was like they were pulling their hair. How come we don't know where these missiles are coming from? How come our radar were not able to detect them? Because they have spent, you know, the U.S. have been in Baghdad, hallelujah, Afghanistan and all these countries, and North Korea, what they've been doing, the scientists, and hallelujah, has been really working 24 hours to make this missile. They got a real hidden technology that they were surprised, hallelujah. Hallelujah, this nation. Brothers and sisters, I call you to prayer for this. This is real. They got this technology. And the U.S. is very ignorant about this technology. They can hit the U.S. and Europe with this missile, and they don't even know who hit them. They will not even know who hit them. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters. So I'm calling everyone to pray now. This was a revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ to me last night, as I asked him to please show me. Hallelujah. After I heard that word from Brother Shannon Johnson, I said, Lord, you know, this word is from you, Lord. Will you confirm this to me? And as the Lord took me out in the spirit, I was standing next to the Lord Jesus, who was speaking to me last night, and took me to show me the North Korea releasing these missiles against the U.S. And the CIA and FBI, when everyone here was going nuts. They were going nuts, hallelujah. The NSA normally knew where did these missiles came from. Hallelujah. And they were going crazy. The radar here, we're not able to detect this missile, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And so let me, thank you for that question, Heaven. That question I asked the Lord, will the rapture happens before this missile hit? And the Lord said, yes, the church will be out of here first, brothers and sisters. It is soon after the rapture, hallelujah. And let me explain to you what's been going on with this. Hallelujah. I'm not going to promote aliens teaching here, but I am going to say this. And I know a lot of people from John the Baptist, many people will take this video, this idea, and play it in the program. That's fine. They can do so. But I want to say this. Hallelujah. The U.S. has been contacted with aliens. They have put their trust on aliens, which are demons and principality. And we heard the Catholic Church coming out that they've been having communication with aliens from other planets. And the U.S. have been having communication with aliens from other planet. And so since many years ago, the U.S. have been getting technology from these aliens. They call aliens. And these aliens have deceived the U.S., have told them that Jesus Christ was an alien, that everything that was done in the past, they were aliens, hallelujah, and that they didn't even know they were talking to aliens. They have deceived the government here, and that's we hear the separation of church and state here. And we see pastors and evangelical people being persecuted in the U.S. because the government and all these intelligent people, okay, all these people from Harvard, hallelujah, have been talking to aliens, and the alien has been telling them, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ and all of these were aliens too, until the Christianity were created by aliens to keep the people in harmony, to keep the people in harmony. That's why they say the aliens created the evangelical, the religion, created religion. So we all are being looked as religious by the government. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Very deceived. They are very, very deceived by Satan and these demons and principalities. So is the U.S. and the European country are very deceived by this alien, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. By these demons and principality. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is so sad. So sad. They have told them, hallelujah, that, praise Jesus, hallelujah, that have told them that all these religions have been created by alien to keep people in harmony. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And so, brothers and sisters, the true is Jesus Christ. The true is the Lord, hallelujah, God Almighty, Jesus, brothers and sisters. And so let's pray for this nation, because, hallelujah, praise Jesus, hallelujah. The U.S. Johnny has been having contact with alien, and aliens have told them, has given them technology, which are demons and principality, hallelujah. And praise the Lord, hallelujah. Sad to say, hallelujah, that the aliens have told them, which are the demons and principality, that Jesus Christ was an alien, and that religion has been created by alien to keep the population in harmony. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Very deceived are the governments in Europe and the United States. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And so they have been deceived, brothers and sisters. This is why we need to pray for this nation. North Korea has really has been deceived also by the prince of darkness. Satan has come into North Korea. Hallelujah. It has given the North Korean technology, hallelujah, for them to come against the U.S. Satan has shown himself as a friend of Europe and the U.S., the prince of darkness, and they have received him, they have listened to him, and they have received technology through his demons and principality, which they call aliens, but also because Satan cannot be trusted, he is the father of all lies, Jesus said, and so he has been with the North Korean, giving them the same technology, and has given them technology to deceive all the raiders of the U.S., and with the instruction of these aliens, which are demons and principality, the North Korean have created these missiles, hallelujah, that they can be launched into the U.S., and the radar, hallelujah, of the U.S. cannot detect these missiles, and the Lord was showing them to me last night, and I was really shocked by the revelation, but I could see the missile coming into this land and hitting different cities. Boom, 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 just blowing places and pieces. Hallelujah. Going deep into the earth. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And they were just hitting different land here. And they will go deep into the land and come up and create this huge explosion. Hallelujah. Huge destruction everywhere. People were running from one place to another. Same thing Brother Sean Johnson seen. The Lord showed me the following after that. Hallelujah. And I saw where this missile was coming from. And I said, oh, my goodness, Lord. Oh, my goodness. This is horrible. This is. And so when the U.S. finally was able to investigate and find out that they were coming from North Korea, they immediately gave the South Korean and the Army, the Marine that the U.S. has over there, the order to attack the North Korean. And so when the U.S., hallelujah, when the U.S. gave the order for the North Korean to be attacked by the South Korean, immediately after the South Korean were launching missile against the North Korean were ready, hallelujah, to blow those missiles in the air and blow all their tanks and everything they have. And I saw the South Korean and the U.S. over there, hallelujah, they were surprised at how the North Korean had technology to blow that technology away in pieces. And like, oh my goodness, how are we going to defeat the North Korea now? North Korea is just as a small land. But what they have in technology there it will deceive the entire world. The entire world will be deceived. They will be surprised. They will be shocked. Because their scientists, engineers, and all of them have spent years after years studying to make this weapon. And Lucifer, the prince of darkness, has been there with them, giving them all these secrets that he also shared technology through his demons and principalities, co-aliens, with the U.S. and Europe. And because he knows exactly what they have, he has given them technology, technology to deceive the U.S. and Europe. And the U.S. and Europe will be hit by North Korea in such a way that they will not believe it. They will be shocked. I was seeing that last night, and I was shocked myself. My goodness, what a surprise. And I'm thinking how small North Korea is, how big the U.S. is, how big Europe is. And Europe and the United States were under fire by North Korea. I was shocked. How can this be? You know, I thought there would be some Russian involvement in this. Russia was not even involved in that. It was all North Korea taking out the U.S. and Europe. And I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. Because I think how big this nation is. I know how big this nation is. How prepared this nation is. Hallelujah. Look what happened in World War II. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I understand what the word of God now, what God's been saying to us here. And through his prophet. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Through his prophet to this nation to prepare and seek him, because destruction is coming. Destruction is coming because the prince of darkness, hallelujah, has been going to North Korea and giving them all these secrets. Because the prince of darkness through his principality have been speaking to the U.S. and Europe. And they've been thinking, they've been speaking to aliens. And they don't understand that those aliens that they're communicating with are not aliens that they think from other places, are demons and principality that Satan has sent. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so the dollar will collapse for sure. Yes, because with all this damage, what do you think is going to happen? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Destruction is coming, brothers and sisters. And it's close. And it's close. It is so close, brothers and sisters. I want to tell you this. Hallelujah. I told the people how over a month ago the Lord showed me what was coming. And in the spirit I could discern it was 3 days away before it comes. Then the Lord again, hallelujah, show me, God knows I have to leave it to the Lord. I don't make decision. I prayed. I wait on to see what the Lord tells me. If he tells me yes, I just listen to him. Hallelujah. And so then after that, 2 weeks after that, hallelujah, I was able to discern that, hallelujah, it was 2 days, and 2 days in the spirit all this stuff was coming. Hallelujah. And last night I had this assurance in my spirit that this stuff is a day in the spirit of wait. Hallelujah. Again, it's hard for you to compare time in the spirit to now, because remember, in the spirit there's no time. There's no timing in the spirit. We have timing here. We're suggested to timing here, but not in the spirit. But what that the Lord has been giving me is closer now than what it was 2 months ago. Hallelujah. And the Lord has been saying his coming is soon. So I immediately asked the Lord after they brought me out of that vision. And I said, Lord, are we going to see this? Hallelujah. And so what the Lord says to me, what he was showing me, hallelujah, was the beginning of the tribulation. But we, the bride of Christ, we're not going to see this. That means the Lord's going to take us out before this. And the Lord's saying, this is close, brothers and sisters. This is close. Hallelujah. My goodness. Imagine that, brothers and sisters, how close this stuff is. It's really, that's why I said we're going to have a great program tonight, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, my goodness, we're so close for all these things to start happening. Hallelujah. Revelation 9:2 says, hallelujah, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. I have seen this in a revelation the Lord gave me once. That smoke of the pit, as those demons were released, and the evil, hallelujah, that is going to bring, hallelujah, it was just surprising. And I remember the angel that was showing this to me. He said to me, woe to the people that dwell on the earth. Hallelujah. Woe to the people that dwell on the earth, they said to me. Hallelujah. And I said, wow. And then the furnace was open. And I said, my goodness, this is tremendous. This is really, hallelujah, the tribulation is about to start, brothers and sisters. It's closer now. It's closer now. That's why the Lord has been telling his people, get ready to go home, to be going home, because all this stuff is close. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. All this stuff, hallelujah, is close, and it's very close. Hallelujah. Revelation 8:12 says, and the four angels sounded, a third part of the sun was smitten, the third part of the moon, and the third part of the star. So the third part of them was darkened, and the third day shone not, and that night likewise. Hallelujah. So this stuff, hallelujah, it really coming. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Yes, yes, I believe so there. Come on, the Lord Jesus. I believe that the men of sin, hallelujah, the Lord will reveal it. But in the tribulation, see, a lot of the things that people are not hearing from us, like these demons, like look like human, when you see them in the tribulation, they are going to look for what they look. The veil of people's eyes is coming down. They're coming down, and you're going to see them for whom they are. They will not be able to hide themselves from you. They will not be able, hallelujah. And so this is what's coming, brothers and sisters. They are hiding from you now, but not for too long. Not for too long. The true nature, because that's the true nature, that evil nature is going to be revealed soon, brothers and sisters. So you, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. But we won't be here to see all that stuff. Hallelujah. The Lord has shown this to me so I can tell the people to prepare. People have to make a decision whether they want to go home and wait with Jesus. Hallelujah. And the rapture, or they're going to stay and encounter all these missiles hitting this land. Hallelujah. They're going to have to see all this stuff. They're going to have to see their house be blown to pieces. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. Remember the question that I had? Hallelujah. I had a question, and it was, how is it that these people will turn into zombie? Hallelujah. World War C. Hallelujah. And the Lord, hallelujah, show me, hallelujah, a virus that is going to be made that will turn people into zombie. I believe North Korea had this virus. Hallelujah. But I could be wrong because I've seen that it was released in the land in the United States and Europe. A virus that has to do with the DNA of human beings, it's going to somehow, hallelujah, praise Jesus, hallelujah, it's going to somehow, hallelujah, damage, hallelujah, damage the DNA of human beings. And so what I can compare it to is this. Let me go into the word now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. God is so awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This program is people are going to love this program. Some people are going to play it over and over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, God is so good. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Revelation 13, I believe it is, when it talks about the RFID, which is the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. So I believe the mark of the beast, hallelujah, and this virus, it's like it goes hand to hand because it has to do with the DNA of human being, hallelujah, being damaged somehow, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I'm talking, yes, thank you for that, come on the Lord. Daniel 2:2 said, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, and some unto everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's good. Hallelujah. What I believe is Revelation 13 now. Hallelujah. I will have to really seek it out, good, and go, hallelujah. But, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so Revelation 13:14 said, hallelujah. Let me see. Hallelujah. 16. And he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the forehead and on the hand and on the forehead, so that no man might buy or sell, that he that hath the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name, he has the wisdom, let him that hath understanding count on the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 6, 3, 4, 6. Now, what I want to say in regard to that is this. Okay, let me look up the other verse real quick. Hallelujah. Because I want to make a comment in regard to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's Revelation 20. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Revelation 24, I believe. And I saw throne and them that sat up on them. Judgment was given unto them, and I saw the soul of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither have received his mark upon their forehead or on their hand, and they live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Hallelujah. Blessed is the Holy One, he that hath part in the first resurrection. In such, the second death has no power, but they should be priests of God and Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, what am I coming out with this? I'm going to explain this now for a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the second death, hallelujah, is the death that the Lord wants us to overcome. And if you have the mark of the beast, it's clear, you will not overcome the second death. So somehow, that mark of the beast ruins your DNA, some part of you, that it ruins you so deep in your life that you cannot overcome the second death. Hallelujah. It's like you lose the seal of the Holy Spirit somehow. You lose, hallelujah, any part of God in you. Hallelujah, with this thing, because you have no power to overcome. See, when you are saved, you get the seal of the Holy Spirit. And with that seal, hallelujah, yes, with that seal, hallelujah, with that seal of the Holy Spirit, you can overcome anything. Satan cannot never overcome you with that seal if you stay with the Lord, if you stay faithful to the Lord. But if you get this mark, you don't have that seal anymore. So you cannot overcome the second death. So it somehow it ruins your DNA. It ruins you as a person. Hallelujah. Now, what the Lord showed me last night was the virus that ruins the person's DNA and they turn into zombie right away. And so because I've seen thousands and millions, hundreds of thousands and millions of zombies in the tribulation in different occasions when the Lord has taken me there, I have always wondered, how did they turn zombie? Hallelujah. And I believe Satan has given the beast his son, okay, and this alien, which are principally, you know, the key on how to ruin people's DNA. They have this virus that the Lord showed me that will be released in the tribulation. They have it right now. Right now, they haven't left this virus. I seen it last night. I seen the virus. Hallelujah. And I seen when the virus will be released in the tribulation, sooner it starts, this virus will be released in the tribulation. And people, this virus, all they have to do is like kind of smell it in the air. It goes into people's body and it ruins their DNA. But I believe the key of this virus is the RFID chip, the mark of the beast. I truly believe that. Hallelujah, because in order for your DNA to be changed, you cannot be saved because you got the seal of the Holy Spirit. How many agree with me on this? I believe that because I'm talking about because of what the Lord revealed to me last night about this virus, that it changes people's DNA and they turn into zombies. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So my advice, remember the advice of 2 Thomas before the Lord took her home back in April? Everyone remember back in February when we were talking about the mark of the beast and all that, 2 Thomas put out a letter from the Lord. And the Lord told Chutama, this is what I want you to tell my people. I want you to tell my people this word, that no matter what they have to go through, it is better for them for the neck to be cut. Hallelujah. Beheaded. Yes, even Kevin Mirazi too. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Larry. The Lord says it is better for you to be beheaded. It is better for you to starve hungry. It is better for you to whatever you have to go through, that you do not get this RFID chip. Because it is the mark of the beast. Didn't you, Thomas, say this? Yes or no? That word came straight from Jesus Christ. It came. The Lord confirmed that word to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand what's at stake here, brothers and sisters. Your DNA will be changed with this RFID chip. And the devil has, the prince of darkness, who is speaking with our government through his principalities and demons, which they call aliens, which they are trusting, because they have trusted in this alien. And the alien have told them that Jesus Christ was an alien. And he has given, and these aliens have created religion to keep the population in harmony, which is a total lie of Satan. He's never going to tell them the truth for sure. You know that, brothers and sisters. Satan will never, so they are trusting. Now, I'm going to tell you deeper things tonight. And some of you are going to be blown away. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Lord, help me to say what you have revealed to me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to say things tonight that are going to blow people away. I'm going to wait a little bit longer. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, I want to stick explaining the RFID. The RFID, hallelujah, as the Lord has shown people in dreams, in many revelations. See, when the Lord spoke to me about this missile coming to the U.S., the Lord says to me, he revealed this to Shannon Johnson and have revealed it to many other people, many other prophets, his servants. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has been warning his people that this is coming. Whether people believe it or not, whether people receive it or not, it has been the Lord doing so. Hallelujah. Now, people have to make their own decision. Hallelujah. People have made their own decision. Now, what the Lord is really emphasizing to his bride and focusing the bride on him, because he is coming for us. He is coming for his bride. Hallelujah. I will say that tonight will be one of my greatest programs here in the Lord Tower, because the information that I will be releasing to the people are going to be shocking. Hallelujah. But it's all true. You can pray about it. Hallelujah. And the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord wants his people to be ready. He wants his people to go home with him. Remember what the Lord says to me 3 weeks.